Hello and welcome to the programme, where today I'm joined by Matthew Gould from Portland Communications, who have just released a study on the use of the social media platform Twitter on the African continent. The name of the study is How Africa Tweets. Now, Matthew, what trends are we seeing now on the African continent?
So this is the second of the studies that we've released on how Twitter is used in Africa. And I think one of the big things we've seen over the last 2 years since our last study is the fact that Twitter is becoming much more sophisticated in the way it's used in Africa. Back in 2011 and 2012, when we released our first study, I think one of our key findings was that Twitter was mainly used for social conversation. It was mainly used by younger people to have conversations just with their friends, meeting up, finding times to see each other, that kind of thing. I think now we're seeing a much more sophisticated use of the platform. So brands are starting to use it properly. We're seeing Samsung and brands like the ice cream maker Magnum start to use it to have conversations with their customers. We're seeing governments start to make use of it. We're seeing political discussions and conversations around key issues started to show up on the continent, which is great to see that it's evolving in that way.
Indeed, the evolution of the Twitter platform is becoming more and more sophisticated. But which cities, according to your study, have actually tweeted the most over the last few years?
So that was the key focus of our study this time, was trying to find out which cities were the most active over the course of the final 3 months of 2013. We found that Johannesburg, maybe not surprisingly, but Johannesburg led the pack, but followed very closely by Ekurhuleni, another South African city, but then also Cairo is in the top three as well, rounding out the top three.
And of course, which languages are used the most on Twitter?
So English still leads the pack once again. I think that's probably the case around the world when it comes to Twitter, but we are seeing other languages in there. So the top three are English, Arabic, and French. But one of the things we were most excited to see was some of the other languages that round out that top 10. So following those big three, which do make up about 75% of all the tweets that we tracked, we saw things like Zulu, Swahili, Afrikaans, Portuguese. So some of the more local languages and the other African languages are really starting to make an appearance on Twitter, which is great to see.
Now, you were saying earlier about the increased sophistication of the use of Twitter and also advertising campaigns going through Twitter itself to hit the people. What hashtags are the most popular amongst tweeters on the African continent?
So football is still king. I think it probably always will be. Conversations around football are very much the most important thing when it comes to anyone on Twitter, I think, around the world. But we also saw some discussion around, as I said, around brands. So the Samsung Love hashtag was very popular. The Magnum Auction was very popular as well. But then one of the most exciting things we thought, or one of the most interesting things we thought, was the huge rising conversation around the passing of Nelson Mandela, which of course happened on December 5th. And on that day, we saw the highest peak of activity on Twitter overall across all of our months that we were tracking. So things like hash Nelson Mandela, hashtag Mandela, lots of discussion around those issues.
Have you seen any trend in local sports clubs perhaps using Twitter to increase their fan base?
So it seems like the one that's done the best of those, is some of the South African football clubs. So the Orlando Pirates did a great job of making sure that they were basically flooding the market between them and their fans, of making sure that conversations were happening around the club and driving people to watch the club, to support the club, but also to go to the stadium. So one of the hashtags we tracked over the course of the 3 months was hashtag Operation Fill Orlando Stadium, a drive to get people in, to get butts into seats, to get people to go see the games.
The rollout of 4G cellular in Africa has become the new communications battleground on the continent. What, in your opinion, is the demographic of these tweeters? Because as until now, it's been the mainstay pretty much of affluent Africans.
So one of the things we tracked in our earlier study back in 2012 was that age group and what the demographics were. We found then that it was mainly younger tweeters, and I think it's fair to say you're right, that it is probably at that stage at least much more affluent users as well. I think one of the things we're seeing change now, and I think will only change more in future and get better in future, is that there's a huge amount of smartphones now coming into the continent, with companies like Mozilla and Nokia just recently, only in the past weeks, announcing that they're now developing phones that are well under $50. One is the Mozilla phone is going to be as low as $25. We're going to see a huge rise in the amount of smartphones being used across the continent. And that can only then mean that with more people able to get smartphones, more people to get on affordable data plans, we can only then see more people engaging on social media and engaging on platforms like Twitter.
Well, the one thing that we do notice, Matthew, when we look at the graphs of this study is that the main peak time for the use of Twitter in Africa seems to be basically between 9 p.m. and midnight. Can we still say that tweeters are using it as a social platform and a way to get their photos out there to all their friends and family and continue the gossip?
That's definitely going to be a large part of it. I think Twitter is always, no matter where you are, going to be fundamentally a social tool. It's a way to engage with people, whether it be on a more professional level with brands or political with governments. It's also just going to be a way for you to speak with your friends. And I think the fact that we do see this kind of steady rise of activity up until about 9 p.m. Is definitely a part of that. I think the likelihood of that being brand discussion is probably slightly lower than it is friends finding out where the nearest pub is.
Well, my thanks there to Matthew Gould from Portland Communications for joining me on the show.